The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch Finley, 106.7 The Fan. In moments, we're expecting to hear from Dan Quinn, Commanders head coach. Off to a hot start, 7-3 on the season. If this wasn't the day after a loss in which they had a double-digit second-half lead, everybody'd still probably be doing some version of cartwheels.
Yeah.
But it does feel a lot different after whether it was Pittsburgh coming back and taking it or the Washington coughing it up after losing that game yesterday. I think it's going to be an interesting situation for DQ, and they've got a short week, and they're no longer in first place. Philly's up a half game on them. Just a huge game coming up with the Eagles Thursday night. I think the atmosphere in that thing is going to be pretty damn electric.
Oh, yeah. Philly will be ready.
You played in big games in that stadium.
Yep.
Obviously, it seemed like there was some real trouble with Sirianni and the staff and everything earlier. Seems like they've righted the ship, and I'm curious how much you buy into it. They've now won 5 in a row. Mm-hmm. They got to their bye. They had the early bye, right? Week 5, they were 2-2, scuffling. They haven't lost since. Now, they've also beaten, for what it's worth, Cleveland, the Giants, the Bengals, the Jags, and the Cowboys. They've beaten them handily.
Yeah.
The Eagles now, dude.
They did exactly what Washington has done.
Right. So. 7th in points scored, 6th in yards gained, 5th in points allowed, 2nd in yards allowed. So they're doing it on both sides of the ball. They have really started kicking butt in the turnover battle. It's pretty darn remarkable what's happening.
Well, it seemed like what he's done, he started his point now of leaning on the players more.
Dan Quinn, Commanders head coach, addressing the media now.
And current soldiers. And what I've learned, it also hits a little bit differently here in D.C. And so prior to the game, I pass Arlington, and that's never lost on me. Driving slowly, I want to feel that weight. And so thank you to all the vets that have given so much, and get ready to get rocking with you guys and some questions regarding the game and this week.
Go ahead, Nikki.
Hi, Dan. Just in reviewing the film, I mean, what was your biggest takeaway, especially as you spoke about some of the missed opportunities, as you rewatched them, did your opinion of them change? I mean, just what was your biggest takeaway from the game film?
Yeah, I thought, I was really pumped to see, what was transpiring at the end of the second quarter, going into the third quarter, and to feel that momentum shift. So this was a hard loss, no doubt about it, Nikki. And the response is what was so important. So what I saw on the field last night towards the end in the locker room of guys talking to one another, they were mad. And that's what I honestly wanted to see on these missed opportunities to say, how do we make sure that doesn't happen again? But the response also, Nikki, is I could also tell this team is bonded and connected. To see them talking to one another after a play or to kind of pick the next person up. But those missed opportunities. What I saw, I kind of wanted to see what was this a foul or where was the spot on the fourth down? Like those were the things that I, on the sideline, I can't tell. You guys can tell better from the press box. But the missed opportunities, those were the ones that there could have been some big plays that, could have been had on both sides of the ball. I knew it was going to be a hard special teams battle, and I thought guys like Jeremy Reeves really stood out to me. There's some hard-hitting plays by Percy and by Jeremy, so I knew that was one of the battles within. I think we had spoken about that, but the response to the missed opportunities, I saw it on the field, in the locker room. I was looking to see how they would respond.
And then how do you handle this short week with, you know, a lot of guys are banged up, and just making sure they're ready, but, you know, as rested as one can be in such a short turnaround?
Yeah, it's a great one. And I'll hit both topics. The first one, you said injuries, and I'll probably have a better sense of that tomorrow. Some guys were still going through imaging, and that's all, you know, as far as overall injuries, I'll have a better sense when I visit with you guys prior to practice. We got a big, deep crew, and we'll roll hard, but you do have to be selective in the way of how to touch the speed this week, and that'll be closer to Wednesday for us as we get to do that. Monday, today, and Tuesday would be a miniature version of what we'd install on a Wednesday and a Thursday. So that's how we kind of plan for the week. Today would be like a Wednesday. Tomorrow's like a Thursday. The next day is like a Friday, and then get into the game from a teaching and install part. But you're right. You have to have the balance that not every player is exactly the same of what they can and can't do to get ready to play.
Go ahead, Kyle.
Hey, Dan, you've talked a lot about like the closeness of the team or how they handle adversity. How is this team compared to some others you've had in that regard, especially in a short week? And have there been teams you've had that maybe you're a little bit worried how they would respond to a loss like that in a short week?
Yeah, I think one, it is a hard turnaround, John, but this team is, they'll be itching to play. I can promise you that. You know, you have that taste where you're just mad, honestly. This team, I don't know if I've seen a team have as much fun together. So that connection, like, they've captured the part, John, of like, you got to work really hard and you got to go absolutely, you know, go for it in the biggest way, but they can also like joy hard too. And so those the two things that jump out to me. This team balls hard, but they also joy hard for one another. And not every team has that. And so I do think they've connected and bonded quickly. And that's why I think there's more under the hood for us, you know, to go to a deeper spot because of that connection, you know, to one another.
And then when you look at the pass game yesterday, what were some things that Pitt, obviously it's a good defense, but what were some things they were doing maybe specifically to take away some of what you were able to, what Jaden could do getting out of the pocket and all that, and just some of the effectiveness in the pass game?
Yeah, I think they got a good blitz package. That part was there. But I thought as good as they are, John, I thought we still missed some real chances at us, you know. And so if some of those turn into catches and big plays down the field, you know, those are ones you don't get back. So you don't get to say except for this play or except for that play. And so a lot of respect for how their style is. You know, the pressure in to go, and but not having the run game quite up and going like we would like also affects the play pass too, John. So I think those two things go hand in hand.
You are listening to Commanders head coach Dan Quinn address the media after yesterday's tough one-point loss to the Steelers.
Ones down the field, when you went back and looked at that, how did you view it as a great throw by the quarterback or things that you guys could have done a little bit better?
Combination of both, Ben. On the one for, you know, the touchdown throw, I thought to Pickens, he did throw a good ball on a fade, you know, kind of away from our tunnel to that side. On the one that went on our tunnel sideline, I thought we really need to be on top of that one because that's where Russ is at his best, throwing the deep ball. I think you guys may have heard me say that. You know, that's the thing that, man, that's his superpower. So I got to give him credit onto this one, and to have timing in that in a short week with a new player, like, that's a big deal. But that is one of the things that makes him, you know, an excellent player, just, you know, one of the many things. But that part was the one that stuck out the most.
And, you know, with Philadelphia coming up, not saying they're the exact same players, but with the type of quarterback they have, they've got the running back, the receiver, it's somewhat similar to what you guys dealt with the Ravens in terms of just having all those levels. Is there anything from that Ravens game you can kind of take away from this, or is it more like, hey, I've seen this team as in your previous job a bunch, and I think we got a handle on what to do here?
I think I have an understanding of, you know, where they are philosophically. They're a little different though, Ben, than they have been, you know, with a new play caller on offense. So that does change some. One of the things that jumps out to me from Philadelphia, you got to be able to play two downs, meaning Hurts can extend out of the play on a passing play to extend it as a passer and running. And you have to be ready to play four Bam football. And that's been a philosophy of Philadelphia for a number of years. And so there are two things that jump out that will be an important part of this game plan.
Sam?
Considering all the circumstances this week and what this game could mean for the race for the division title, does this feel like the biggest challenge or big challenge week you faced since becoming the Commanders coach?
It was bigger than any other, but I'm fired up about it. I can tell you that, Sam. It's cool. It's like better than the alternative, like not talking about big games. So like this is what like division games should be, man, like an absolute blast, like Philadelphia and Washington battling for it. Like, hell yeah, like more. So, but it's not, I don't look too far down the road, man. It's like just this game. Last week, I did the same thing to say, wasn't about two games in 11 days. It was just this game, just this matchup. And honestly, that's where I see it again. Division games are awesome, man. They're fun. They're a battle. You know them well. They know you well. Although we haven't played yet. A lot of players know one another's, you know, scheme and technique, you know, pretty closely.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I always talk about the 24-hour rule and tell the truth Monday. I guess, is there anything differently that you feel like you have to do coming out of a stinging loss where guys are mad to make sure that they're mentally focused and ready to go?
Yeah, I think they're responding. That's the important part. And so seeing that part begin already last night, Sam, I thought that was a good sign to know that, yeah, they're mad. And like this game getting here this week can't get here quick enough. So every once in a while, that short week's not such a bad thing. You know, we'll be on a plane here and by Wednesday and get to go battle again in a really tough, good environment against an excellent team. So that'll get your attention and response awful quick.
Yeah. David Aldridge.
Dan, how did Trent hold up on the film in his first start?
Yeah, so, and a good tough matchup too, Dave, to go as going to be. There'll be some plays that that Trent really should be proud of, you know, climbing to the next level of getting to one. There'll be a few that he'll want to have back. But I thought from the Chicago game to this game, Dave, I thought – he really improved. I saw it in the practice week leading up to New York. I saw it in the practice week leading here. And when you're not sure if you're going to get that chance to go, it can be a little more challenging, but you have to prepare yourself, you know, as you're ready to go. Cause we just really weren't sure where we would go with Andrew Wiley. And so he had really had himself ready and revved up to go. And that's kind of, when you're a swing tackle, that's the name of the game, man. That's like being a backup QB and doing the extra work to get ready. So that's what I've seen from him, David, over the last couple of weeks, to have real readiness about him.
Also, on the offsides, is there a teaching point there for Johnny, or is it just you have to see the ball get snapped before you commit?
Yeah, it's definitely a teaching spot. And, you know, in these moments where it's fourth down in that space, the one thing that you know, are they even going to go for it here? You know, is this going to be one that they would go or not? Is Russell a sneak guy to go? And so you just get so revved up. And as a good young competitor, it's a hard lesson, but one that this is the type of player, David, that's going to learn from this moment. He cares a lot. He's into it and he's improving and developing, but it is a hard one. So to see all the players respond to him after the play should tell you what they feel about him here.
Chick, you good? Scott?
Hey, Coach. You know, everybody's wondering what type of response this team is going to have on Thursday. And listening to you, it already seems like you know how this team is going to respond. How comforting is that to know as the head coach you kind of already know the makeup of this team and how they're going to respond on Thursday.
That identity is coming through, you know. Like, I thought they played with a lot of toughness. That brotherhood was on display in the way they supported one another. And so, like, literally, as we've talked about, Scott, like, this team is tough. And I'd take them against anybody, anywhere, anytime. And that's the mindset that we have as a group. And I know they'll be ready to fight. It's kind of who we are and how we get down. So that part, I know we'll be ready.
And you know the buildup for this game. Everybody's talking about it. And you're not shying away from the importance of this game. You're not giving us, we're going to treat it like any other game. Why are you trying to embrace kind of the importance of, yes, this is a big deal on Thursday?
Yeah, I want us to feel comfortable in these environments. That's the only reason, Scott. I want us to enjoy the buildup and knowing that the process of getting ready is like all the other ones. So I wouldn't say I'm treating it differently. I would say the process of us getting ready to play will be exactly the same going into this one, going into the next one, the following one. I just want them to know, like, in these big moments and big games, like, that's where guys like Jaden is honestly at his very best in these crucial moments and these big plays to go. And I want us to feel very comfortable in this spot. So no reason to, you know, feel any differently about that. I'd rather embrace it than shy away from it. But it has no different process to it. I want to make sure I'm clear with you on that.
Okay. Thanks, Coach.
Candy?
Hey, Coach. So for you and your staff, when you need to give feedback to a player, how do you balance that corrective action without negatively impacting the brotherhood?
That's an awesome question, Candy. I think not one size fits all. And someone you need to, you know, put an arm around and tell them, you know, personally, hey, this is what we saw and this is what I've seen and this needs to change. And there's others in front of the team, hey, this isn't you, this isn't what we need. And that's both fine. But getting to know what each player needs is important. The good news is, Candy, here, we do have a standard about things. And so that applies to every player on the roster. So if something's not to our standard that we said, that's all of our responsibilities to say that to them. Now, you don't have to be a jerk in the way that you say it, but you do have to say it. You just can't overlook something that was incorrect or something that isn't to the standard. You can't look the other way. I want to make sure I'm clear with you on that. But you do have to say it. But that doesn't mean you have to make the person feel small or act like a jerk when you're doing it, but you do have to get it corrected.
And Coach, with it being such a short week, I know you just mentioned that it's the same process, but do you get a little, maybe, I don't want to call it worried, maybe anxious about if those things can be corrected in such a short period of time?
Good news, we've got a lot of banked hours together. And so many of these things are ones that can be corrected. And so if there was a long laundry list of what was going on that felt bad, I'd say I would be anxious or worried. But this is a group that responds. And in a game that we have to make the corrections and move forward, that's okay. That's part of what we do. And so good news, a good bit of these players, Candy, will know the correction before we even come to them. And so that to me is the best of the best, where this is not kindergarten. We have to tell every, no, put your backpack into the cubby. It's not that. Every game and instant is different, but you do have to get it right. You have to.
Thank you.
Donna.
Hey, Coach. Could you talk a little bit, the defense gave up 140 yards on the ground. Could you talk about what you saw there, and being that you will face another good runner this weekend, Saquon Barkley?
Yeah, Don, I thought, honestly, that I don't know what the total number of attempts were, but it was high. And I thought Pittsburgh would have a high number coming into it. They had been, you know, one of the top rushing teams in the league. So I thought the guys played physical. They played downhill and really tackled well. So the run game, I didn't think set us back in some ways. Did they get, you know, ahead on a play of a miss blitz or misfit? Yes. But you're right that both Pittsburgh and Philadelphia have excellent running games, good running backs, and quarterbacks that can extend plays. And so you have to make sure that you have certain defenses and alignments and techniques to play to do that. But yeah, this will be a real challenge in the run game. That's certainly what they're at their best doing.
Commanders head coach Dan Quinn as the team prepares for a short week in advance of playing the Eagles Thursday night. No rest for the weary. That's how life goes in the NFL.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.